just begin by summarizing the positions that we discussed in the last year about John Mockett and Moore, just to highlight the range of opinions among the more contemporary folks. The first opinion is that of the Sixth Eliezer, and the son of Zalman, and possibly the Bar Shmuel, and possibly the Chabonist and Sefer, Chabonist couldn't say Aleph, that even if you have a Maka in the Makor, and even if the Maka in the Makor causes bleeding from the endometrial lining itself, that still is that Maka which would be the Holy. The Sixth Eliezer said that's not considered down that comes out in the normal fashion. The only down that comes out in the normal fashion is Kintana, even if it comes from the endometrial lining, but it is caused by a matra in the Makor, that would be down power, and you have the right to be told up on such a matra. So that's the most expansive position. Then we have the Kazimishir's formulation in the exchange of Dr. Taub, which he says that if you have a dam, if you have a matra in the Makor, that causes Don to come out in a way that's parallel to scratching a different part of the body, then that Don is taller. And we noted that it's not so clear how to demagir that type of maka. What's considered maka, the Don that comes out in a scratch, it would be parallel to scratching a different part of the body. So that's position number two, which is a little bit hard to define in actual terms. And then you have the third position, which we presented as the best position based on the Ravishagar, that leaving aside the distinction between the Raisa and the Rabbanan, they only be the Rabbanan, but it's a practical matter, any dam that comes out from the endometrial lining, any dam that comes out from in the ref end is going to be tame, whatever the cause of that is, even if it's because of some outside intervention, even if it's because of a maka that is in the core itself. That's the exactly thing to correct. Well, also, that's what Rabbi Neuwirth's orientation is. The Wills' orientation is more towards the second approach, the Kabbalistic letter, despite the difficulty, or now the family difficulty, in defining exactly what I mean to practical terms. Rabbi Neuwirth did point out, and before that, Rabbi Morgenstern in the Tifte Das said that it, within, he distinguishes between a maka, a race and possibility, distinguishing between a maka that causes Don to come out of the endometrial lining and a situation where the Don is coming out from the muscle tissue that's above the endometrial lining. So if the Adam comes out from the endometrial lining, even if it's because of the maka that would be tame, if it's coming from the muscle above, then that would be tahor. And as the Newberger just pointed out, it's difficult to distinguish practically to be mevarer something actually only coming from the muscle and not from the endometrial lining. Practically speaking, it's hard to have that degree of certainty. And he said that if you talk to any doctor, the doctor will admit that it's hard to know for sure where the dam is coming from, and to say that even if the dam coming from muscle tissue, that it's not mixed with dam coming from the lining itself. Okay. Now, in attempting to ascertain whether there is a maka that you could be tola on, a lot of that depends on relying on medical knowledge. That is a little bit of a discussion in Shonin that makes it into a Shulchan Aruch. When, who can you rely on for making such representations as to the source of Dam? Beis Yosef, here in Shulchan Zion, Beis Yosef corresponds to Shulchan Aruch in Shulchan Aruch, of course, in Sefer Truma. The Sefer Truma raises this as a question as to whether you can rely on medical testimony about the existence of a maka to be told on. And in the presentation of Sefer Truma, he doesn't distinguish between a Jewish doctor and a non-Jewish doctor. The question is, a woman is the Chesed Truma, or a situation in which a woman is the Chesed Truma, can the medical knowledge that is presented by a doctor be motivated that woman from her fascia? Cervical tumor leaves that as a charakter. And again, does not distinguish between a Jewish doctor and a non-Jewish doctor. The Hagos, Maimonides, Parak Daled, Yitzhak, quote from the Ritzvah, the following. Vod Epshar Shafi would roll a Kashir Ephyom, the Zitcha Rofe, the Usul of the Kua. So, in the context of Roa Machmatashmish, a woman sees downright Ephatashmish, and she's first part. And she goes to a doctor for some medical intervention. The Amrullah is rapid, and the doctor says that the source of the Dam is no longer there. So maybe you can rely on that doctor to remove the restrictions of Roa Machmatashmish if it's a Jewish doctor. And the Jewish doctor represents that the source that was causing the dam is no longer there. I'm skipping a little. That's only if it's a Jewish doctor, but not if it's a non-Jewish doctor. Even if it's a professional where we otherwise should have attributed or applied the standard of Umma Mara Amnase, that he has his professional reputation on the line, and he wouldn't say something to compromise his professional reputation. Liu, in Tira Ha'isha, Sephasek Dam, Vestam, Kuriyasa, Alpi Harutua. But if the woman is undergoing some kind of medical regimen, and she sees that the dam that was flowing stopped flowing, and that's attributable to the treatment that she's getting, the nikir shehu ilua, and it seems from context that the medical treatment is having an effect, near an advarim, she is listening off of the guide, so then you can rely on the non-Jewish doctor's representation that the makor, the source of the dam, is no longer there. So rea davar zeh refuah yeshlo, but that is considered to be a medicine, a refuah, that he has effected. So there, that's not just the representation of doctor in a vacuum, but it's corroborated with empirical evidence, or the facts on the ground, so to speak. And there, a doctor, even a non-Jewish doctor, would have been manus together with the presentation that the source of the bleeding has stopped. So, yeah. So she's going, so in the context of the Rishwa, she's going to do the Gita. So if she does the Gita, she sees no dam, so then you have the right to assume that the original source, again, we're not talking about what she's exactly said. She was Roa Machmatashmish initially, so we didn't get the Gita, right? She's not the Bible yet. But if she does, but then he goes on to talk about the Gita. I'm sorry? to then does it give a capacity of it done, but it should be in transfer afterwards. That's something that should have caused the damage to be done. The other thing we talk is that we're going to be doing a fire event. So we have to figure out a little more carefully the exact context. So the principle is that we distinguish between that man is a good doctor and an angelic doctor, unless there's all this corroborating evidence that an angelic doctor is presented. The exact applications of our nothing personal, we have to figure out a little bit more. Does he even copy there about 55 step out?
He's
probably going to have to
copy.
Yeah, we don't know that it's not. Okay, so this is 2 days in Sakhanara in Sin and Sukhe Zion to Ishtar. In Kirsa with his wrapper, she has told him to the Kazakh. But if she's going to undergo some kind of refuah for the Rol Nachman Tansi situation, that has to be done before she's Mitzvaka to Rol Nachman Tansi. Our Yachar says, the Chaz has once she's ready Mitzvaka, Yeshi Sati and Yemutra Lishma al refuah Lishan Mitzvakatah. So the first opinion is, Yeshi Sati, whether you can rely on the representation that there is an effective refuah to allow it to be Mishan Eshech, once she's Mesechet as Roav Nachna Tachnish. The Yeshi Shematir and Omer Lo Rote Yisrael Mesechet. So the first position is that of the Sefer Tumah. The reason it's a Sefer Medina, whether you can rely on the representation of the doctor, not distinguishing between the Jewish doctor and the doctor. And the Yeshi Shematir is that Yisrael, in other words, mine is, that if it's a Jewish doctor that represents that she's cured, then he can be relied on. The interior of Egypt, the Pasuk on that stuff, the Yashai, the Yeshuah, the Nikir showed Ibu, the Yeshuah, Apple of Shavadim, and that's the continuation of the Yeshuah, that if there is corroborating evidence at the Dhamma Shach, then you can rely on the Nazi Shach's representation as well. So the first position is Yesh Nisakim, and the second position is Yesh Nisakim. It was a value test and power for values that take basement test, probably a fact in the father, is that Yesh Omen and Yesh Omen, we go like the second Yesh Omen. So this is the sense of two Yesh Omen, Yesh Yisakim and Yesh Yisamakir. So then we should pass them like the Yesh Omen that a Jewish doctor is believed and a non-Jewish doctor where there is corroborating evidence. The Bach has to follow an analysis of the Sefer Tumah. What's the Sefer Tumah topic based on? So we're talking about a woman who is Mosekes as well as Nachmatat. So she's Mosekes, she has a Cheskas Tumah, a Cheskas Iser in the context. So you have the Cheskas Iser of the woman, and the competing factor of value is the Mumchius, followed the Cheskas Mumchius of the doctor. So on the one hand, you have the woman's test of Isser. On the other hand, you have the doctor's reputation, his test of professionalism. So what gives? It seems like two competing values on equal footing. And that's what the Sefer Tumah leaves it as a topic. However, as far as the woman is concerned, she has a test of Isser. So we don't know for sure what the source of the dam is. Maybe it's dam min hatzadik. So the Bach says that the Sefer Tumah could acknowledge that because the woman's tzedakah iser is not absolute, then if you do something to increase the standing of the doctor, maybe the doctor's net minus rises as well. So if you have a doctor who has patented, perfected a certain regimen for treatment, that he has treated other people successfully in similar situations before, and maybe that gives his net minus, or his professional nucleus, more standing. That's what the doctor tuberculosis is the second type of test from the paper with unknown NASA, that even if it's a non-Jewish doctor, if it's Tufa for Rafua, and if this doctor has a reputation as already been experienced with this treatment that has been effective elsewhere, then even the doctor could have Ne'amanus, the Makom Igun, in the context of Ro'am Makom Pashmus, where there's nothing else to rely on. Even for non-Jewish doctors. If it is one line to the box, that if he has already perfected the treatment, and he's not just representing the vacuum that this is the case here, but he already has experience with the treatment that has cured other people in the situation, then that gives him more sense. Rav Avadia Kosher with Shlomo Kugler, the Paras Abai is taking great time to journal. Shlomo Kugler has a paper in Sefer Tumah called Megillah, that even according to Sefer Tumah Safek, Sefer Tumah was the topic, can you rely on a doctor, even a Jewish doctor? But what's behind that topic? We're talking about Yisra here, and we're talking about Tumah. So even if Eidach and Amdi Surin, there's a test of Tumah, that Eidach isn't necessarily believed for a test of Tumah, especially where it's, or Eidach and Yisurin doesn't work with where it's just tied to Yisurin. That's the total. Taking that phase that we talked about a couple times ago. So here you have a woman who's Nusbekes to Isra, Isaza Kisura, Eidacha won't work. So if I have a single doctor, even a Jewish doctor, the Ne'amanus of that single doctor has a difference. Let's say I have two Jewish doctors, and both Jewish doctors independently represent that the Rafua is effective, or the woman is cured. So then even if they were Jewish, it would be Eidacha Jewish. Because we're not talking about Eidacha. They ask by the negative class of cure anymore, now they're talking about two agents. They also come up with the suggestion that if you have two Jewish doctors, so they would be believed to Torah's agent. Especially because in the Lamar and Nasa. So even if you're not going to rely on the Lamar and Nasa, you can't have a single agent, a single doctor, because they have a concern. So if you have two doctors, that should work according to Evelyn. And Marshan is even more natural. Marshan, Salik Alice, Tim Tuck Alice, he thinks that even a non-Jewish professional is believed to say that there is Zamaka. Because that's the milk of the Aziza Lozuya. If you're presenting medical knowledge, then you can always get a second opinion. And if you go ask someone else, the other person contradicts the doctor, then the doctor's reputation is going to be tarnished. It's not just Uman Lamar Nase, but it's milk of the Aziza Lozuya. Uman Lamar Nase. They were even by most of the law, they were good. So this is most of the Vida Raguya. Marshan says, we can be made to even to rely on a non-Jewish medical professional. I'm sorry? What do you mean? Maybe she won't do that. Maybe she doesn't do that, but that doesn't help. Retroactively. I mean, the Isser of being Shami is Ro'am Akhatashvus, is even if you don't understand that. Right? And the Rosh Hashanah's orientation is to be natal, to rely on Dashvus because even though I'm not saying Rosh Hashanah is a good idea, for Rabbi Morgenstern, Rabbi Karpov, and Rabbi Yasser, Tiftei Da'af, Teres Yudayim, Tiftei Zayim, Mishmeri Kepara, Teis Tiftei Nebav, that the Ne'emanus of a professional to establish at the Zanaka, or in the more contemporary case of a Bodeka, someone who's trained to examine whether there's a knock or not, that only works if the Bodeka is a observant Jew, a Meritah Mitzvah. Because the first comes to shove, if you're looking, in case you're going to knock my consciousness, there may be different calculations, you're talking about different kinds of reports. But in terms of ascertaining whether there's a macro that you can be told with online, in the dynamic context of the macro class is necessarily the context of a woman who's having problems getting through the deeper, the other Rebecca is going to check whether there's an attributable macro. So there, it's hard to argue in practice that, let's say, Unumar, let's say, I know for those who go through, right? Because you're talking about the fact that one woman represents that she sees the matzah there, so maybe that's, these things are not always so clear whether the reader is not there, someone else might look at it and see there's no matzah, so there isn't necessarily the same level of mitzvah that you do with Duye and Uma Mamara Nase. What we go through with Vayasha is only July and Vedeka is the scenario from the first. Rabbi Morgenstern has a few pages in which he is a concern is that the proliferation of both codes in some circles who are, in his mind, not properly trained, and if you don't know what you're doing, so you could create a matzah, which to make him work, but there's no matzah there, and then if you're poking around, you're going to create a matzah, and that matzah that, and then you say, oh, there's a matzah, but you can't really give it the camera of coming out to that matzah because the matzah isn't there, you just created it. So he's a little bit cautious. You have to be careful that the Bodeket is coming to stop his brain and going to not going to make him work. The Rishulah that we saw him talking about seemed more adeptic. I mean, whatever kind of treatment was given to cure that problem. So talking about the right, and that's different than, they're not talking about identifying whether there's a matzah there or not. What the Maratana is talking about is that you have a medical instrument and you can, and if the representation is that you see a matzah with a medical instrument, so then that's a mitzvah that we do with you. So you can argue as to how strong a mitzvah that we do with you it is. It's definitely better to have a Shomer Tzar Mitzvah making these components. So this is a good segue to the next video of Pesach HaTeva. Take a look at the Ramah and Sin and Kutsad Yidah with the Ifdei, the Sin of Yoledah. The Mechavir writes in the Ifdei, HaMapeles Yisof Arbayim, if a woman has a silver during the first 40 days after conception, Eidah Hoshashah Yidlad, so that doesn't create the Tumas Yavada. About Hoshesh, if she's a Nida, I feel a Rasa, but make her into a Nida, even if she doesn't see that. Why? Says Ramah, you may see Asher with Pisa Pekav of Olodan. Because the fact that the Mekor opens up to expunge the Nesel means that there was Dam, even if you don't see the Dam. Yes, or see such a tether below them. That's my focus panoyim, and that's what I was coming out with. Halachasis, but a woman expels a chatika, not a full makeup. If yesh imadam tamei levato, according to Tana Kama, if the chatika has dam coming out of it, she's tamei. If there's no dam, she's tamei. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bein Kasa Bein Kasa Tamei. Rabbi Yehuda says, even if there's no dam that comes out, she's still tamei. That mafokus is predicated on whether after she comes kaibol dam. We assume that even if she didn't see any dam, it clearly was dam if there was kifas hakever. That's just mafokus tonight. And after mafokus, we show in the halacha, the Rambam perikei alacha yigimel, the true idea, Rambam perikei alacha yigimel, paskin that after the kifas hakever dam, and we arrive at his master. Now we pass him like this, he's a Bain Tafa Bain Tafa Meir. He after the Sikha Tafa 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 Dan. And that's how the Rush passed him, that's how the Shor passed him, that's how we passed him here in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah.
And we think that's also a bit less part of the initial response, right? That just instantly comes out of the Torah. I would think that a fullness always in the higher sense of being a third man, whatever the reason might be.
Yeah, could be.
So, it might be in the most open reason here. Also say that the prison is given to an arm for that. That a fullness all the benefits that are going to be.
Well, you're asking if even if a chanun would say that an apella to regular nesel is always tamei?
Right. Then it's more than tamei.
In theory, I don't think so, because in Apollos, there's a very strange little later on here, the Amid, on the bottom of the Falcon Rollers. I'm not going to tell you any whether after the Sikha Kavra is low down. That would apply in theory even if it's a full makeup. In practice, it could be that you think that it always would be down if it's a full makeup.
But
as the finish on this is the other direction, even Rabbi Yehuda would be not near even if it's only a Chatzika.
So
that's the finish of Rabbi Yehuda. Even Rabbi Yehuda, it says Deitach and Deitach Meya, will say so even in the Chatzika where the Sikha Kavra is more minimal.
That's why.
That's the finish is in that
direction.
That Sikha Kavra is more than, even in this case where it's on the Chatzika. Okay, that's the talk here in Kitzadi Dao with the Sage. And take a look at well as well in Kuf Pesach Sikh Yomel. If Nisa Stroferes will see a Badan to Hora, the same in Rasa Dan to Chatzika, Asiru he is a path of Dan to the Tan, the Indus and the Vedas Tar to Hora, the Indus and the Vedas Tar to Hora, so Dan to Stroferes will get to Tali Nassan. If I Isha to Nekar, the course of law, it can mean Chatzika, Tzatar, Noflin, the Vedas Chatzika, and to Hora. If a woman has a especially a hysterectomy or the mekor is dislodged and it's not coming out and keeps the hose because that's not the mekor because the mekor is not there anymore. Aval Chatzika Gedola Tameya Asilu Lo Rasakot. But if she expels the Chatzika Gedola, even if she sees no dam, she's Tameya. The CCF shows Sikha Takabra below Dam, Afilu Beneta Shalom Nizra Tereza. Even if it's a disformed or not yet formed Neko, Ein Yesha with Sikha Takabra below Dam. think of Hatifa's Chicanos is where it's not coming in the Makor, which is why it's so we pass in the Asher of Hatifa Tetezer below that. Turn back to Kutzen Dali now. Take a look at the Tiskei Tuba Tiskei Tuba Tiskei Tuba Tiskei Tuba Tiskei Tuba I am Rehazim Silverav Marit. Rehazim became Tuba Nachos Tuba Simin Tech. The Isha Shiyash Baal Masher. The woman is in labor. Who Pasku Achaval in Vitzir. So she started having contractions, and then the contraction stopped. She went to the hospital, she's having contractions, she thought she was about to have a baby, contraction stops, they send her back home. The three called Shiva Nakim, so even though the contraction stopped, there's no baby, and she went to have a baby for another month, still, she is Kameya and Liva, she has to count Shiva Nakim. Why? Mishim Damrinan, the Shabbos. Amos Chal Leno Shabbos, but Gemara in Shabbos, on Daf Kuf Kates and Aleph, has three opinions among Amorayim. At what point is a woman considered a Yoledet, so we can do Chal Shabbos there? The Gemara says, Mishas Tika Pakev. So she is a Yoledet, so we can do Chal Shabbos, wants to Tika Pakev. Then there are three opinions about Tika Pakev. Sunny on the Amosai Tifa Kever, Mishashi Yashra Al Masher. So the three things in the Gemara. One opinion is when she sits on the burning stool. One opinion is when the dam starts swelling out. And one opinion is Mishashi Chavasaha Noto Sasabagataha. When she can't walk on her own anymore, she needs assistance in walking. So it says the Nafo Shiva, given that one of those opinions is Yoshev is not there when she sits on the burden stool, and that's considered Tisa Pekever. The Asher of Tisa Pekever below Dan. So it must be, as soon as she has contractions, that's considered Yoshev is not there, that she's going to the hospital, she's in a condition where she thinks she's about to give birth. And the muscle is Tisa Pekever, and therefore she's going to be tomato because A, Tisa Pekever, below that. Okay? It says, Chavav and Yitzirin. That's a contraction. So that's what the Nachas Shiva says. The Nachas Shiva 5, he attributes this to the practice of the Anashim Chachamos in Poland, the wise women in Poland who had this practice, that if a woman began to experience contractions, even if she didn't have a baby, she was considered to be Kamei Nida because A is Yisrael Kever below Dham, and that's considered having a Yisrael Kever. The Kavisas finds it difficult. Kavisas in Tukata and Aleph says, one second, take a look at this Yudalit. Kutsad Yudalit Yudalit. Yose Dofen. So the baby is born through a C-section. In lo yasadam aladerech dofen, if the dam only comes out through the incision that you make for the C-section, imo tahora mi leda umi nido niziva. So there's no leda. There is no dam nida either. So the baby comes out through the C-section. The woman is tahora. Says the Chavasas, what's the case? But nowadays, it's such a thing as a scheduled C-section. But in those days, there were no scheduled C-sections. The C-section was an emergency once a woman's in labor, and they had to take the baby out through non-natural means. So we're talking about a woman who never had contractions. So obviously, she started having contractions, and for that reason, they had to do a C-section. So obviously, the fact that a woman has contractions in and of itself doesn't make her a nida. That's not considered necessarily a piece of a cavern. Yeah. what it was. Maybe that's not what she was talking about.
So, my point today, like, within like 2 months before you give birth,
right.
We had a contraction.
Right.
And we know those are.
Yep, right. So, Napa Silva may not have known that. Or at least a smart woman in Poland learned that to be too late. So maybe they consider that to be regular contractions, and they have the Qumrah, so that seems to be together.
So,
right.
Are people, if even given that, or.
Well, let's talk about what we'll get to what we do. But so far, Napa Silva quotes the practice of the wise woman in Poland, and the Kadafas doesn't think that that is firmly based in Halacha. Yeah, well, I'll get this. The Chavis Das says, you see from the case of Yosei Dofen that the fact that a woman has contraction in and of itself doesn't mean that it's a Tisha Fakhever. Ella, when we say in Tisha Fakhever or Dan, that's if something comes out. So if something comes out, even if you don't see Dan, you have to assume that there's Dan. If nothing comes out, then you don't say anything for the kever adam. Doesn't mean anything for the kever ever blow down. It means anything for the kever something comes out blow down. Yep. That's the kind of that. Tshuva, tshuva ne'ava. Then the picture of tshuva goes to the kind of that. Tshuva ne'ava. Covered as nobody did. They went out of sin and cook your dowel. The Tikkun Tshuva cites that he doesn't say exactly what he says. So what he does say, he also was not impressed by the Nakhla Tshuva Tshuva. Right. Because of the Napa Shiva, that was a minute of Narshan Sitkanyo to Medina Poland. The Nathalti Vahavati Tirin Pioleza. When I heard this, I started having contractions like a birthing woman. The Amarti, Im Shagisti Hashem Hatov Yechata, if I'm wrong, please forgive me. The Eno Shimra Rav Amora Mishpat Jehovah Alti Torah, Leza Kohal Kutin. That no one is obligated to read every kippur paper. You don't have to know what every malakhe says. So we'd be very happy if we're Bikian and what it says on the page of Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch and the standard notes they get. The Kozman Shavu Ero, Eshma, Raya Brura, Kadasha Torah, the Svara Yishara. Ani amamadai haisha zu amamadi to isha zitola. So until you prove otherwise, I'm going to go with what it says on the page of Shulchan Aruch. His page in Shulchan Aruch didn't have a Tiskat Shuva, it was quoting, but whatever his page of Shulchan Aruch had, I assume Shach has. So I'm going to go with what it says in the page of Shulchan Aruch. No evidence in the page of Shulchan Aruch that there's any basis to the Qumra of the righteous woman of Poland, as righteous as may have been. And therefore, if a woman has fake contractions or contractions that don't result in childbirth, it does not make her Tamea. Even if you want to use the standard of the Gemara and Shabbat, of your service on that spare for Tichas HaKever, Tichas HaKever and Hilchos Shabbat, and Tichas HaKever and Hilchos Nidah are two different things. Shabbat, the concept is Pikuach Nefesh. So Pikuach Nefesh, you have to take all precautions. So there, the Shabbat al-Masher is considered Tichas HaKever in the Pikuach Nefesh. But that doesn't mean it's the same definition as the Hafer HaKos Nida. So HaKos Nida could be a different standard. So Ein Tichas HaKever below Dan is not the same Tichas HaKever as the Tichas HaKever for Tolo Shabbat. So the Shumi Ava totally rejects the practice of the righteous Polish woman. Sidre Tara also rejects the Napa Shiva, but has a different approach. Sidre Tara says Kut and Kut Hei. Says that the reason we're not concerned about these contractions that don't result in childbirth is that iglainosa, that they weren't real contractions. If they're real contractions, she would have had a baby. The fact that she didn't have a baby, it means they weren't real contractions. And you can't tell me, oh, the minhag of the nashim ketanias in Poland, because it's not shaykh to look at a minhag based on false facts. You can't talk about a minhag in a situation where a woman thought that there were contractions, but there weren't real contractions. Let's say if a darish ain't a matzoi that a woman would have contractions and then not give birth, so that situation you can't say that's governed by a minhag. So in principle, the Sidrei Torah sounds different than the Chavisah. Chavisah says, as a matter of halacha, Ainsik the Kabbalodan is only where something comes out, and then you have to assume that Dan came out as well. Nothing comes out. You don't have to assume there's Dan. Sidrei Torah doesn't necessarily do that. Sidrei Torah could say that if there's a real piece of Kaver, then even if nothing comes out, you have to be closer to Dan. But here, there's no evidence that there's a piece of Kaver, because the fact that nothing happened after the contraction, in the battle, they weren't real contractions. What's the nafshamina between the Chavisah and the Sidrei Torah? So Moshe writes, Yoredei Achele Dei Simen Ayin Vav. Yoredei Achele Dei Simen Ayin Vav. Nafshamina might be, you need a bedik. A woman has contractions. It turns out that they're false contractions. She goes to the hospital, thinks she's going to have a baby, and then they send her home. So do you... are you choshesh on some level, then maybe there was a piece of hakever to at least require a bedikah. So according to the Sidrei Torah, it's all iglai milsa that there was no piece of hakever, there was no contraction, there was nothing. So then there isn't even a need for bedikah. According to the Chavisah, maybe there's a makom to require a bedikah. So usually, he's not saying that there weren't contractions, there were. Usually, Tisa Fakever comes with Don. Over here, it maybe wasn't an authentic Tisa Fakever, but maybe that's still be Machayim a Tzitzitza. So Moshe thinks that most Achronim say that it's Tisa Tara. So in principle, you don't even need a Tzitzitza, but maybe there's a Malcolm Mahathmir to require a Tzitzitza, but if she didn't do the Bidika, she'd still be new parents. That's a Moshe's little bit of back and forth, whether you should recommend the Bidika under those circumstances or not. So that is generally the working assumption of most contemporary poskim, that we're not really choshesh for the nachos shiva, and if a woman has contractions that are not followed up with, then there's no concern that the woman is going to be tameya because of that. Definitely, if a woman in the ninth month, maybe fighting violins already, but if there are no contractions, or false contractions, that would not, that would not be in the time. What about when a woman's water breaks and she doesn't see down right? In the back of the Sefer Mari Cohen, that's Rabbi Reuben from Hanok, he has a few deep secrets from the Son of Zaman. The Son of Zaman writes one line in response to his question that if the water breaks and there's no dam, she's not yet married. That's what Rabbi Willard assumes is correct halacha. If Vosner is not near, I think that the Sefer Levi say that Dal is sitting for Vav. The Vavner is not near, and the Jewish area also. The Vavner is not near, even though the Iker again, he said the woman's not Tanea, but since if the water grows, he's going to have a baby very soon, then it's Kedai to be Machmir. And Rabbi Shulchan Sefatim Raman writes that she's on Kudsi Tanaya. And in the Tiyun in there, Osman says, he says, Kaf Morin Mori Hara. Unnamed halakhic deciphers, Rabbi Shulchan says, are not. What about if a woman experiences real contractions? She's about to have a baby. She's got real contractions now, but she hasn't been done yet. So some of them there says, there you have to be not. Once you have strong contractions, you have to assume that she's made up. And the rule says, in theory, there may be room to be made though until she's been done, but practically speaking, once the contractions are getting strong, so then there's almost definitely done anyway. Take a look now at 52 to cut in dollars. $270. I even know to be Huda, Sinyan Yerodea, Sosin, and Sokkaf. Dinasha Umru, yeah, so it's just a capital of Dan. In Chilas, in Gram of Sikha, we just name, and then we look at. When we say Ein Sikha, the capital of Dan, it's not only where the body sells something from the Rathem, it's even if there is external intervention, if a doctor inserts something into the Rathem, then that also creates a Sikha Takabra that's going to be the time of the woman to go. That wrote a hitness at Bo, or is a plea, who puts up Tia Makhlar. That's going to be the time of her as well. Look in brackets. That's another user. Another user says, it doesn't make a difference if the Tikus Hakadu is caused by natural function or by outside intervention. Just the two quotes in the back brackets, I need to say to Venus Adam, the cost of a love, the master cost of the learn to rope a hypnot at Bo, if the doctor sticks his finger into the rethem, I just sit for the cost of it. That's like Shiva the Wishnet. He didn't really mean it. Blow that. So if you have a Zika, the Hephthakara, the pathness at Bo of the Omen. So, that's what a hepatitis is. Hepatitis is that you do the deep part of the stuff in, and you stick your finger up as far as it goes. Now, if I did the age that in your deep of the cavern, just sticking your finger in doesn't get a deep of the cavern. So, if you will have a deep of the cavern, it might be a lack of the process. Below, look at it. Because it's impossible for the finger to actually get into the rack. And then he quotes from the Shibasas and Sosa, you know, they're fine test, that the same thing a doctor's finger is never going to get into the rest. So the Sosa and doesn't dispute the principle of what you do, he just says that the example is not practical. But practically speaking, Esra can't get into that one, but the principle of what you do, that the Sosa and seems to agree to, that a Sikha Pekever caused by external force is still a Sikha Pekever to be Natame a woman, so if the doctor would insert a speculum or a plea of some sort that could get into the rethem, then that would be Natame the woman just as well. Chazanish in Simon Pei Gimel Os Aleph is a little skeptical about the Nodi Hudis fact. He points out that as it is, it's a machlokas panayim, whether yes or no, or not. So the Nozi Yehuda is adding another layer to the macro position that essentially widens the gap of the machlokas. So the Chazanish thinks that absent the raya, you should try to be mimayit the machlokas as much as you can. And here the Nozi Yehuda is coming to add to the machlokas, so to speak, or to increase the parameters of the machmir. nevertheless, most Achronim accept the Nodida. Chatochen writes, Kufay Ches to Ismin Aleph. Kufay Ches to Ismin Aleph. That it's more Mistah there, if you're going to say, Ein Tikha Pekabal Adam. So it's more misabber to say that when it comes to an external force than where it comes out naturally. If we say in the capital of Dham where it comes out naturally, then there's certain culture came that you're going to create Dham by inserting something from the outside into the rest. So again, most of the later poets in the Sum, like the Nod Yehuda, the Moshe, the Wagner, the Ravadia happens to be more inclined to Kula, at least under certain circumstances. The Ravadia thinks that you have a Svek Beka. Paras Ravadia Taylor Day Pei Sanuk. Taylor Day Pei Sanuk. That Suffolk, whether you assume like the Rambam, that has to be the Temple of Adam. And even if you assume like the Ravadia and the Lord Shulchan Aruch, then maybe you don't assume like the Nod Yehuda. So Ravadia is more inclined to be Mako when it comes to external stimuli in the system. And again, most Achronim are not. What is the shear, or is there a shear, for the Tzitzit Paket? Is in the Iri, Dabkos Aleph Amit Aleph, Gilamaskal Amit Hamit Iri, Tav Aleph Amud Aleph, even Aleph Amud Hamid Iri, of course, it's the Ilta, in Tazria Oz Pei He. The Ilta says, when do we say, Ein Tikha Pekat V'lo Dam, that's only if the woman expels a Nefel after 40 days. So up to 40 days, the Nefel is Maya V'alma, and after Ein Tikha Pekat V'lo Dam. And we clearly don't assume like the Yisrael of Halacha, because that's what we saw before in the fifth age over here, that Matelos and both men, we do say she needs them because he has to assume the Kabbalah Adam. So the Shiltos, per se, is below the Halacha. But, implicit in the Shiltos itself, is that a piece of a Kever that will expel a less than 40-day-old blood is not a piece of a kever that necessarily expels that. What is the shear of a 40-day-old blood? The Rabbi Morgenstern quotes on page 99 that the circumference of a head of a less than 40-day-old embryo is between 9 and 13 millimeters. Again, the relevance of that halacha is questionable because the whole she'ilta is the halacha. But at least within the she'ilta itself, it sounds like if you have a piece of a kever that is below that shear of 9 to 13 millimeters, that's not a piece of a kever that's going to be marked down. The Gaon in the Likutim at the end of Simon Kuf Pei Mech is Mitzayin and Mishnah and Olos. All of Parazayin Mishnah Dalit. All of Parazayin Mishnah Dalit. So for our purposes, the Mishnah there refers to Tikha Tekever Ashi Agilu Rosh Ketika. Tikha Tekever being the size of a Rosh Ketika, of the tip of a coil of wool. Context there, just read you from the Mishnah quote in Bukhara Kafez and Aleph. Rashi there writes, Bukhara Kafez and Aleph, even after Tikha Tekever, Isha Shemesh Ubra B'nei Ahat, so the woman has a silver, the Yashra Almaster, and now she's going to expel the makeup. And this Tekever harassed under Bayez Dash, the Yashra Vlad. So she has a piece of Tarakh in house number one, but the Vlad doesn't drag it. So she will be like, and then we're going to house number two. Tamei Abayis HaRishav, Kiyuvanol Hisham, Yitzumah Bokah, Bokah. So the first has going to be Tamei because Yitzumah comes out of her body even before the body is itself. So I didn't speak of a Kever, Eina, Minifolin, Evelyn Ezo, Tehedra Roto, Kivarish Avrosha. So the sheer speak of a Kever for Ezo is what the Mishnah calls the Rosh Hapika. That is the size of the head of the Vlad that is itself. There is a Raivit in Bali Nefesh. He is what the Raivit. Raivit Bali Nefesh, Shara Krisa Otsev Rav. It seems to say that this sheer is not Lahalacha. But I remote that Kayla Gimel Sin and Kokin Arachayim. Kayla Gimel Sin and Kokin Arachayim. It says that this should be the seer, this Mishnah in Olav. And therefore, if a doctor inserts an instrument into the Rebbe that is less than the seer, the thickness of Rosh Hapika, that's not going to create a specific character in the town of the women. And that seer of Rosh Hapika sounds like it's 19 millimeters. That's about the fourth costume based on the Moshe. He also English Moshe Yerodea, Felix Allison and Protest. Felix Allison Protest in Yerodea. The Rosh Hapika is the seer of the Sixth Heather. Badi Yisroch and Kutsari Dalit, the Tatamanet Aleph, says that it's 15 millimeters, based on the Nanam Snorri Hara. Both Ramosha and Rabbi Ford's presentation are 19 millimeters, Rabbi Shechon 15 millimeters, are working with the same assumption. The Moshe has 3/4 of an inch, I guess that's 19 millimeters. We're working with the assumption that Rosh Hapika is the operative here. So as a practical matter, I do hope to have a medical professional come later this year to demonstrate some of these instruments and talk about some procedures. We'll look at this. Again, as a practical matter, most medical procedures do not insert something at that width to create a problem of whatever. If you look at Rabbi Fourth's addendum or Rabbi Morgenstern's other research to discuss some of these specific figures, but hopefully we'll have an opportunity to talk about that practically later.